A thin sleet at dusk, mallards in the marshy cove float beneath their wings. Landing the canoe, wild plums in the summer sun falling at a touch. A beagle baying. Along the wooded stream side, a fox doubles back. Riverside Tavern. 80. She still shoots pool, smoking a cigar. First light. An oval drop of water on the mallard's back. Asparagus bed. Wild turkeys silent in the morning mist. Hawthorn blossoms. The orangutan sits in his outer cage. It showered. The desert toads are seen for a single night. Sonic boom. The mouth of the bullfrog closes on his song. Far from the ghetto, his ear to a hollow oak, murmurous with bees. This next one is just three words. Firefly wakens me. Firefly wakens me. And this one is written in a single line. Relentless heat all day, cicadas crying praise. Relentless heat all day, cicadas crying praise. Canoeing the bend, the tonk of an iron bridge stretching in the sun. Carcass of a deer, gently the raven settles and folds its wings. Midsummer rain, the farmer's jaw relaxes in a grin. Becoming dusk, the catfish on the stringer swims up and down. Raggedy Ann cut open for her candy heart that says, I love you. Intensive care, dials fallen back to zero. Late summer heat, watermelon juice runs down the gullet. Honeydew melons, in the store, the priest and I confess our greed. A stray mongrel stands quietly in the yard, autumn rain. A wing-crippled goose remains in the marsh, its calls echoed by the hills. Snowing, the dentist polishes my teeth. The cragged hawthorn, snowfall on its branches to the farthest twig. Morning's foot of snow, and nowhere a flake that fell astray. Field of thawing snow, a boy in muddy boots flies a crimson kite. And this one was written in Trinidad. Blossoming grove, the holy man with rotted teeth blesses the throng. The following two are a pair that I titled Two Expostulations. Your dragonflies, Lord, leniently you let them dart all day by the pond. Your cicadas, Lord, leniently you let them clash toy cymbals all day. Soft rain, someone with an umbrella over the squatting puppy. Pine shade, a child bends and touches the moss. Canoeing the bend, a man throwing stones at coots quickly turns away. Senile neighbor jingling harness bells tonight. Fireflies appear. Watching a storm-stricken ship through the thermal pane, cocktail glass in hand. Ice cubes aging in each one's glass. I will conclude this reading with a few senyu. Senyu are written in the same form as haiku, but they are baldly humorous, ironic, satirical, cynical, sardonic. Although they usually do not rhyme, as with haiku, I have used rhyme to add a bit more punch or bite to them. Also, each has, as a title, the name of a person and her or his occupation. Lee Gall, attorney at law. As light as vapor, but binding as iron chains, the piece of paper. Ernest McLeod, weather announcer, giving us a choice, announcing the forecast in a cynical voice. Maximilian Broglie, subsistence farmer. Unmilked cows bellow, oblivious in the parlor, playing the cello. Clarence Meeker, bookkeeper. An office job's rut. All he talked about today, his thumb's paper cut. Hugo Messerschmidt, county judge. As if it thundered, a voice pronouncing judgment on one who blundered. Hermann Holzhelm, optometrist. In regard to vision, the eye should be sent back for imprecision. Leif Oakley, pulpwood cutter. Only a sawyer, but hauled to court, by his wits he stumps the lawyer. Dr. Jimson Wheeler, psychiatrist. A couch a la Freud, curing souls of sex and things by which they're annoyed. Elvira Jenkins, county institution. On the asylum ward, she sits and reads the Bible. Praise ye the Lord. Schlitz Casebeer, tavern keeper. Of hunters, the least, losing himself in the woods when the west was east. Bruce Hardy, retired lumberjack. Tough as an oak, at 90 he breathed his last with a ribald joke. The Most Reverend James Fulton, visiting bishop, an heir to his stride. Subtle, subtle, the workings of spiritual pride. Major Quentin Calley, Army Engineers, his eczema itch, to make the wild winding stream as straight as a ditch. Steve Fogarty, bricklayer, again Saturday night, and again the one who starts the tavern fight. And the final one, Sam Kaplan, nurseryman. His tubs of roses, surely of stock from the bush that blazed for Moses.